it was very tough to work for Buddy. He called me every name that you could. I mean, he created some names I never heard of. Every day he just found something about me that wasn't right. And I remember after several weeks, just kind of sitting in the parking lot one day, and I was just thinking, I need to get away from this. I need to get out of here. This place, Buddy, is killing me. He's not, if I ask a question, he's busting my chops. If I, no matter what I did, I was wrong. I went the wrong way. I had a guy, Jim Osborne, sat me down. He saw me and said, you know what, let me talk to you for a minute. And I sat down, we were in the parking lot, everybody else had gone in, and he said, you need to know that Buddy really likes you. So all you need to do is close your mouth and just do what he says. That's all. And I said, okay. And I did that. You know, when Buddy said something, I had no reply, nothing. I just did what he said. And it worked out. And as time went on, I just really began to become a nuisance to him, because I wanted to be in the meetings. When he was watching film, I wanted to sit in with him. And he wouldn't really allow me to say anything. I just sat there. And just every now and then he'd say, see that right there? Yeah, you got to watch that, okay? And I may be in there an hour or two, and he wouldn't. That'd be the only thing he would say. But as time went on, he just began to talk to me, and I began to ask him questions, and we developed a relationship, a great relationship.
And how emotional was it then? I know the night before the Super Bowl, he told you guys he was leaving the team after the Super Bowl, and there's been a lot of talk about that meeting where McMichael kicked over the projector, somebody stuck a chair in the wall. Take me back to that meeting.
Well, you're right. Steve McMichael did exactly that. Kicked over the projector. Dan Anthony got him through a chair through the wall, and meeting was over. But Buddy said a couple of things, and one thing I really didn't understand, I followed him after that meeting to his room, and I said, what do you mean? What's going on? He said, nothing. You just go out to the mall and play. And I said, wait a minute, what were you saying? I don't get it. He said, just go out there and play. Just go play. And after the game, I heard from a few of the guys. He had told Fencing, and told Fencing not to tell me. And so after the game, a few guys said, Mike, you know he's leaving. I said, no, he's not leaving. He can't leave. He didn't tell me he was leaving. So it was very frustrating to me. He tried to call me. I didn't pick up the phone for a while. And then finally, we talked. And I understood. I just didn't want to hear it. It was a tough thing. It was a tough thing to swallow, because he was not only a mentor, he was a friend. And somebody I had grown to trust and learn from and everything else. So that was a part of the game that was very difficult for me to swallow.